Some people poo-poo recycling, but not Lawrence Toms. He recycles poo-poo. Lawrence Toms is a co-founder of Creative Paper Wales, maker of Sheep Poo Paper. To get the poop about the paper, sorry I couldn't resist, we phoned him and he joins us from Snowdonia, Wales. Mr. Toms, it's good to speak with you.
Hello, Bruce. It's a lovely sunny day here in Snowdonia. Nice to speak to you.
Sheep poo paper? Dare I ask where you got this idea from?
By all means. It's not entirely original, I have to tell you. I mean, the degree of originality is in using sheep. In the developing world, it's well known to make paper out of elephant dung, for example. And indeed, dung is a valuable commodity in developing countries where it's used as a natural resource for a number of things, including fuel for fires. And we just went out to view a couple of these operations in the Far East and came back armed with information and tried to see whether we could make it work with sheep poo. And 6 months later, we worked out a way of doing it.
Tell me how it's made.
We find very fibrous sheep dung. We do sterilize the sheep poo in a large industrial autoclave almost as soon as it arrives at our unit. And so once it's been through that, anything that survives that process would survive re-entry on the nose cone of the shuttle. So it's sterile enough if you had a strong enough stomach to eat at that stage. And then we run it through an antique piece of machinery called a Hollander beater, which reduces the fibers to pulp. They're then formed into sheets, and we turn them into lovely products.
Well, what about the water that comes out of the process? I would imagine there's waste from that.
Well, we don't really like the word waste, I have to tell you. Something is only wasted if it doesn't have a use and it causes a problem. With our process, I think what's absolutely wonderful about it is that after we've washed the sheep poo, the water that is loaded with all of the nutrients, we sell to local growers as organic fertilizer. And it's been instrumental in winning prize vegetable competition. So it's in much demand. In fact, I would say at the moment, it's as popular as the paper, and we're delighted by that. Or as popular, even.
Well, there you've got plenty of fiber-eating sheep out there in Wales.
And they only digest 50% of what they swallow. So coming out of the back end of a sheep is 50% cellulose fiber, which has already been pre-chewed, which reduces the amount of processing that we have to do. And people love the idea that something that other people would walk past can be turned into something beautiful and valuable. So we are, in fact, a zero-waste operation. Everything that comes in the front door goes out as a usable product. So it's the ultimate in recycling, really. Even the washing water is sold on as fertilizer.
Mr. Toms, how many sheep does it take to make a ream of sheep poo paper?
That's an interesting question. If I wanted to produce 1 ton of sheep poo, I would need 2.5 sheep for 1 year. Now, obviously, half a sheep wouldn't produce any poo at all. That's just a biological impossibility, but it gives you a rough idea. It takes about 3 tons of sheep poo to produce 1 ton of paper.
But that's a lot of poo.
That's a lot of paper. And a ton of paper is a lot of paper. To give your listeners some idea, 3 tons of sheep poo making 1 ton of paper would produce about 140,000 greetings cards. So that's quite an efficient process, we like to think, especially when you consider that we don't need to use all of the energy-intensive machinery that they use in traditional paper mills, because all of our fibers have been pre-processed by our lovely sheep.
Now, if I were to write a love letter using sheep poo paper, would I be sending the wrong message? That is there any smell to this?
Well, there is a smell, and funnily enough, it's quite pleasant. Once we've washed it and boiled it, what you're essentially left with is basically nothing more than macerated hay. And the smell of the paper is a little like a freshly mown hay field. I mean, we think that there's a great romantic value to this. I mean, we sell all sorts of products that people can use. I mean, of course, you have a paper anniversary after 1 year, and we do sell quite a lot to people, and wedding invitations we've done. But we like to think that roses are red and violets are blue, but our paper's great because it's made of poo. You can see I spent a lot of time on that one.
What about at the old factory, and I mean the place you make the paper, a lot of poop jokes?
You'd have thought there might be, but after a couple of months, I think you run through them all. I mean, we are thinking of running a poetry competition where people send in their poems and we decide which ones are the best, and then we'll publish them on sheet poo paper as you know, poetry from Wales.
Well, Mr. Toms, thank you very much.
No problem at all, Bruce. Nice to speak to you.
Lawrence Toms is co-founder of Sheep Poo Paper. The company is based in Snowdonia, Wales.
Oh, you can pull the wool over my eyes. You can't get away telling those lies. No, you can't alibi. Try as you may. That look in your heart gives you away.
Next week on Living on Earth, on tap, a brewer in Colorado puts a head on it using alternative energy. It may cost more, but that's okay with them.
It's a very, very family-oriented place. You can't sling a cat around the brewery without hitting a newborn on any given week. And we want our kids to have the best future.
Look out for that cat. A brewski fermenter goes green on the next Living on Earth.